Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro potting soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro potting soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hello, all. Welcome to a midweek Almost Famous podcast. This is going to be a girl talk podcast because I got Michelle Young and Rachel. I'm going to say your last name right. Rekia.
She's right.
Hey. Yay. We also have Kaylin, soon to be Kaylin Bell, coming on the podcast. So it'll be all of us, but Kaylin's going to enter in a little bit because you know what? She's watching the sunset with her fiance, which is so cute.
God, I never felt so single.
So it must be nice.
We watched the sunset together.
We did.
You guys actually watched the sunset tonight with your ex, your mutual ex, Clayton.
He did.
Yeah.
And he took a video of us, a really good video. So, you know, at least we have that.
You know, Rachel, is it weird that you are just hanging out this week with somebody that you said, I love you to, and he said, I love you back?
I don't know. Like, going into this weekend, I think I had no idea what to expect. I think we knew we were going to kind of be civil, but we were able to like really actually have good conversation and talk everything through as adults, and having both been through our own seasons, it's been really nice to see him as like a friend now. And Michelle's been there to watch it.
I know. I've been by myself this weekend.
No. Wait, so are we saying
I finally got my bestie back because they talked through everything that they needed to talk about, which they didn't need to talk. And now she's back.
So if somebody amongst the two of you were to get back with Clayton,
I'm taking myself out of the question before you finish.
Is it more likely to be Rachel?
Yeah, hell yeah. I mean, I don't know.
She's giggling. Roll the footage.
My name is out of the question. I'm not even in the running.
I don't even know if Michelle knew who Clayton was season, if we're being honest.
I'm not going to lie. Clayton and I joke about this, and he knew that I was going to talk about this or mention this. But, like, when you go through the show, you do. Like, some people fall behind. And Clayton and I really didn't know too much about. And I was not very chipper at that point in Minnesota with going on a date with him. I was really, really tired.
You were tired.
I was tired, I'm not interested. And I wanted to send him home much earlier through the date than I was allowed.
Oh, okay, okay.
And he knows this now.
Why do you think that they wanted him to be the bachelor? Did you find it to be a weird choice when he was announced?
Honestly, I feel like I was still very much in enjoying at that time, just like the relationship that I was in. Uh-huh. And so I was happy for him, but I didn't know much about him. And it kind of always gets pinned on them, like it's like timing, right? Because like a season, the rollover of the seasons comes so fast. And so they're like, well, Michelle, everyone else was in Mexico. So even if, So I don't know. It all works out how it works out. Mm-hmm. But
so yeah, she was a little surprised.
I was a contestant that season.
I was surprised. Like, we were like going into it originally. That was never who we not that we like thought anything, but you know, there were the obvious front runners of like Katie's season. Michelle's season hadn't even aired yet.
Yeah.
So when we got the announcement, we didn't even see Michelle's night one. So that was us all meeting him for the first time too.
And it's just like, I think people who watch The Bachelor know that it's typically one of like somebody in the top four or just somebody who makes it further along, unless they like pull another like Matt James situation where they just like pull you out of the casting and make you the next Bachelor. That didn't really work out for a lot of people.
That doesn't really happen very often.
Okay. You can never really fully predict anything in this franchise.
Well, I'm glad that you guys are all cool with Clayton and that you can hang out as exes together. Now, Rachel, we had one of your exes, maybe, I guess you and Zach, would you consider yourself being more serious with Clayton or being more serious with Zach? Just from my viewing point of view, I would imagine it was Clayton since you exchanged I love yous.
I would say Clayton, I mean, not only that, but he met my family. I met his family, vice versa. Whereas Zach, I only met his family and I never did get to that point with him. So I would say probably Clayton.
So
I would say it's intense feelings for different reasons.
Oh, really? Okay. So what's the intense feeling for Zach then?
I think me and Zach had a really great relationship in the beginning.
Uh-huh.
He was someone where he really made me realize this process does work because it's very hard in the beginning. And I remember thinking like, maybe my person just isn't here. Like, I don't know. And he really changed that for me. So I think that was Zach's really big role on my journey season in that way. But then feelings for other people, I think, did start kind of surpassing him a little bit.
So when he was on the podcast, he seemed to still be a little spicy towards whatever happened in the fantasy suite with you.
Mm-hmm.
How did you react to that? Did you hear it? Has he said it in multiple places? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually shocked at kind of the things I have heard, not only what I heard on your podcast and mainly that, but even what I heard night one, all this talk about, I want someone who's authentic on and off camera, as if me choosing or feeling stronger feelings for other people somehow made me not authentic, or if us not aligning on certain important views makes him wrong. It's just really honestly shocking to hear him still kind of paint me in this like really negative light where I thought at our After the Final Rose, we kind of did make up.
A lot of fans speculate that you found out some huge lifestyle difference or political difference in the fantasy suite. Is that true at all?
I mean, I think we definitely talked about what a life would look like, how we would raise kids. And I think those conversations do come up. I mean, Michelle, you know, you start asking those really important questions off camera. And there were things we didn't align with. And I'm not saying that me and Tino and me and Avon aligned on everything, but our views, I think the way we wanted to raise families and the way we wanted to live life just aligned better, if that makes sense.
When we interviewed Zach about 2 weeks ago, I heard some fan feedback that was definitely siding with you, being like, of course she asked tough questions. Of course it's going to feel like an interview in there, because there's so much you guys haven't covered before you're supposed to get into an engagement situation. So what's your response to that?
I mean, I think absolutely, if you are going into the fantasy suite and you are not asking those hard questions, then what are you even doing? This is an engagement and this is serious. And we've talked about it. I think maybe with Zach's situation, it felt maybe more like an interview because we had these amazing dates.
Chemistry. Yes.
And then behind camera, yeah. I think we both just realized these amazing dates we were on, maybe like that's where it was coming from. And yeah. then when it comes down to it, do we really align? Like, can we really see this life? And I thought we were both on the same page of like, maybe we're not. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe this isn't kind of going to work. And I mean, did we say that out loud? No, because I think Zach did deserve every single second he got off camera, because we did have an incredible relationship and I did want to give him that time. It really didn't matter what I was feeling before that, but yeah, it kind of solidified it for me.
I think from like also like a, just even like a friend perspective, and yeah, it's an outside perspective and it's like a biased one, right? But like when you go into fantasy suites, you do ask questions that you typically... You're on this romantic date. You're everything's lovey-dovey, but in a relationship, everything's not always lovey-dovey. Yeah. Like, you have to talk about finances. That's a hard conversation. Mm-hmm. You have to talk about...
Did you actually ask the guys in your fantasy suites about their credit score?
Please say yes.
I don't. No, not me.
Because I heard this in a previous podcast?
No, not me personally. Okay. Not me personally, but, like, I've talked with, like, previous bachelorettes with just how in-depth they get with talking about
that
somebody.
That sounds like a Becca Cooper moment.
It very much so is, yes. And honestly, rightfully so, you talk about politics. You talk about all these other things and kind of, like, the not-as-cute side of relationships.
Exactly.
You're going into... an engagement. You're really trying to figure out how to spend the rest of your life with each other, and everybody really prioritizes and like romanticizes vulnerability. Sometimes vulnerability is not crying and opening up your heart. Sometimes vulnerability is really being like, hey, look, like these things are really important to me. And I think with my issue with what has kind of how it's been presented forward is the fact that it's okay that two people don't align with politics with, you know, we saw that in Tayshia season with everything kind of moving with her and Ivan.
Yeah.
Right? People are not going to always line up on politics, on religion, and all these different things. But just because you don't like how somebody aligns doesn't make them a fraud and doesn't, you don't moving forward and using your platform and the current spotlight to imply that they're a fraud, that they're not realistic, that they're not. It's like, no, we had to really break down, like you guys really had to break down and talk about those things. And it goes both ways. And so I think from an outside perspective, I've had just like an issue with just like what's being implied, right? It's like as a character deficit when in reality, it's like an unalignment.
Yeah, you know? That's a great point. Yeah. Rachel, do you feel like there's a specific thing that Zach has said? Like if you had to like say it in a sentence or two, that he keeps repeating that is particularly bothersome.
I mean, I think for me, it's just mainly him saying that I'm a different person off camera, that I'm inauthentic, that this was acting. I mean, it very obviously wasn't. People watched me time after time send people home on the spot when I knew it wasn't right. And I genuinely cared about Zach so much that I wanted to give him this time and I wanted to see if we can align. And like Michelle said, these dates are fun and they're cute and you're the bachelorette and you're having fun. And when you get behind closed doors, you're like, okay, let's honestly have a conversation. Yeah. And so because it didn't go his way, the fact that, I mean, even after an apology, it's still being painted like this. It just really is so hurtful.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my main issue.
And it's just frustrating. Like, it's not even a female perspective, right? But like, it is frustrating. People walk into fantasy suites expecting intimacy a lot of times. And it's presented that way a lot of times. And like, just like, you can't walk in and just expect like, okay, physical, you know, an issue, like physical contact has to take place or should take place or like all these different things. Like, I think that's an expectation that I definitely saw even too when people are just walking into these situations and it's like, no.
Oh yeah.
Like just because you made it to this point doesn't mean you're granted anything, access to anything. And like, yeah.
Well, because we truly use the fantasy suites for like,
would you like to say anything else?
She said it. I, like to say, I think that says it all right there.
Shit, I'll say
well,
it.
Well, it makes me wonder because really? We do truly use the fantasy suites more, I think, than for anything intimate conversation.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Should we have some other portion of the show that is, you know, it becomes a normal part of the process where it's like, and this is the room in which we talk about serious things that we don't feel comfortable talking about on TV. Yeah. And there's no sexual expectations.
And are there no cameras? And like, that's the thing.
Yes. That's the thing. It's the should we be showing these conversations more? Or should we have the lead and like their first couple top picks?
Yes.
Be able to have a place where they can have these conversations off camera.
Ooh.
I think that is fantasy suites though.
That's the thing. Like, should be able to do it again. Rip off like the sex part of it?
No, because then that means when you go to the fantasy suites, then that's the sex part of it.
That's the only sex part of it.
That's uncomfortable. Yeah, I know. It's like you as a couple in life have to decide what you're prioritizing. Like, do you like some people balance. Some people really want to seek out the physical intimacy, which is not a wrong thing. Mm-hmm. And that's what they go for. But it's like how you use your time. Like that's how we, you know, present it. And having political conversations on TV.
You just don't want to do
good
it.
Good luck.
Yeah. Religious conversations. Good luck. How do you want to raise kids? Like you guys know you really, that is the time where you have to do it. Mm-hmm. And like going off of what you said too, I mean, it would be amazing if you could have that full night and then maybe have one conversation off camera before an engagement because I think that was something I could have benefited from just in my Avon situation where if maybe we were off camera for 10 minutes, I think he could have maybe gotten across to me a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Like just looking back at things like that, I don't know. I think it could have been helpful.
It's definitely one of the hugest reasons as to why I think Paradise couples are more successful is because we really don't have to seek out that private time. You have it. Like, there's rooms that you can go into and the camera's not going to follow you so intensely. And you have multiple, like, you can like, make your own fantasy suite. You can have those conversations and they probably won't get aired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, like, I think that it's almost, I'm curious, like, when moving forward, if the show will ever become less restrictive. Because there is this, you hear people, like, sneaking out of their you know, even like mid filming or whatever, sneaking out of their rooms to go see the other person or just different things happening. And it's like, I'd be so curious if they would start to allow those conversations to take place because at the end, so it's not so much of a gamble. Like you want this beautiful love story that you've been amping up this entire time. And it's this balance of drama and excitement of, we don't know what's going to happen. And she's torn between two people or he's torn between two people. And then they choose one. And then it's like, it's still truly like a gamble because it's like, you're not allowed that extra time. So it's like, why not compromise a little bit more so then we can have more successful relationships and like support those shit.
Yeah.
How much time do we have and support the successful relationships, you know?
Like, help them flourish. Because if you do look at the success rate of Paradise versus the main show,
it's
maybe
astonishing.
They should take note and be like, maybe we need to allow a little bit more like fluidity in the main show so that these people can actually get to know each other better. Like, so that like the more successful couples, the more people are going to be bound to continue to watch the show.
Like, take a look at what is the last successful couple of Bachelor?
Matt and Rachel.
No, like, but I'm like talking about like engagement successful because they broke up and they got back together.
Okay. So the one that like
last
got
engagement, because like that's the whole premise of the show is like you get there and you get engaged and you live happily and ever after.
Yeah. So is it Rachel Lindsay?
I think it's Rachel.
So that's like 5 to 6 years.
Correct.
Multiple seasons.
And I will also say this, what's super interesting about their relationship is that they really do work to kind of almost keep each other off social media in a healthy way to like protect each other.
Yeah.
Like that's one thing that it is so interesting, but like it'd be so nice to see a couple who doesn't have to like of course you're always going to protect your significant other, but like you don't have to. You can share what you want to share and don't what you don't. And it's not like you have like people leaking their chops out for you.
Mm-hmm. Rachel, I want to go back to Zach just for one more second. There's so many girls, you know, around our age dating. And there's this thing that we like to call the ick. I used to call it being grossed out. Because I used to always be like, oh, I went on a couple of days. And then like, he's nice. He's good on paper. But like, oh, he grosses me out. But whatever. Gen Z has kind of
made the word the ick. So we'll continue with that. Lots of fans think that you got the ick from him in the fantasy suite and you just couldn't hide it. And he was like, oh, get this guy out of here. It just kind of like dawned on you and you just couldn't. You couldn't even keep a smiley face around him. Was there a little bit of that?
I truly do really like Zach. I think he's a great guy. I think by the time my fantasy suites came around, my feelings for Avon and Tino were just so much higher.
But that is kind of what the conversation, you know what I mean? Yeah. Which I'm unfortunate for Zach. And unfortunate for any of those guys, because girls get ick from very nice, gentlemanly men and guys who are kind and respectful and all of that. But it's just like, but you're not him, you know?
I mean, everyone saw that conversation the morning after. It was that bad.
Yeah. It's just, especially when you're comparing a guy to somebody in your past or somebody you wish you could be with. And that's what was happening to you.
But you also can get the ick from the ick can still grow. Especially once you tell them. The ick can grow. Once you tell them no, and then the way that they respond, that it can grow. If they don't respond in a kind way.
Who are you referring to?
Oh, men. What are you talking about?
Tell me.
I have a question for you two, though. Yeah. Once you start to get the ick.
Yeah. Does it ever go away? No. Can it reverse itself?
Can you personally come back from it?
Never, ever.
Because I know some people who can get past it.
Wow.
That's delusion.
Okay.
That's a real debt. That's desperation, too. I feel like somebody really wanting to be with someone. Do you think you can get past
it? Hell no.
No.
Once I get the ick, I will do anything to get out of that situation.
Yeah.
Ooh, nope, I'm gone.
Did that happen during your season at all?
Did you ever get the ick on a one-on-one?
What about that guy who was one? Was it your season?
What?
The gross guy. The one that you went on the cliff with?
Oh, Jamie?
Yes.
Okay, so he was so icky. But here's the thing, though. I didn't actually learn about how nasty and I'm going to say it, narcissistic.
Yeah.
This person was.
Yeah.
Because you were only, you only spend such a small amount of time with them.
Yeah.
And I see my person as, I'm good at reading people.
Yeah.
But also, when they're only in front of your face, our first one-on-one. We're both getting our first one-on-one date legs underneath us, me as a lead, him.
Yeah.
There is a lot going on. We're in the 110-degree sun trying to freaking climb up this wall. Or this rock formation. And so it's I didn't really peep it out there at all. And then there was one moment where I actually got pulled aside and I was told what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that right there, when I sat down in the conversation and when I addressed it to him and the way he handled it, that right there really showed him or showed who, what kind of person he was. Mm-hmm. For me, I got the ick, but especially when we're sitting there, all the cameras are around us. I'm I'm just going to let your true colors show. So you keep running around in circles. You keep calling me names. There's a lot of things, of course, that were not shown or anything like that. There's just a lot of lies and deceitfulness. But when you have the cameras on your side, I'm dig yourself a hole, buddy.
Yeah.
Keep going, whatever. But that's not really the ick. That's
you were disappointed in him.
Not even disappointed. I'm just more boy bye.
That's the boy bye.
Boy bye. Like you just don't deserve any time or energy or treat women that way. So that's not even I see ick as
for no reason sometimes.
For no reason. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's probably what the definition is. It's when it's poor guy. He's doing all the right things.
He's so nice and they're still trying to love on you and you're get me out of here.
I don't think that guys experience this feeling. I think they have no idea what we're referring to.
I wonder why.
What
do they think with? They don't think with their head or their heart.
It's intuition. At the end of the day, it's women have intuition. And maybe we just know deep down they're not the one and that's the feeling and they don't listen to that. I don't even think they have that capacity. Maybe they don't.
Because I feel like they're thinking about the physical intimacy or touch more than a lot of guys are, you know?
Yeah.
I think the hormones and testosterone and stuff gets in the way.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that, so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time out from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide, so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor. No waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
Okay, so like even like speaking of icks, right? I feel like we prioritize or like level the types of icks. So I have a would you rather. So you said okay. You said a spray tan, or Kaylin, you've been talking about like
Kaylin has entered the room. Yes. People, Kaylin has entered the room and we're going to play this game with her now, so welcome her in.
Okay, so Kaylin, you mentioned that like what gives you the ick is that if like men get regular spray tan. Okay.
Does any
So would you rather date somebody who regularly gets spray tans, regularly, or who has chronic bad breath?
Ew.
Oh, spray tans.
Of course, spray tans.
I'm not touching chronic bad breath.
Also, I don't think ick comes from something that they do necessarily as much as it is just like a vibe that you get from them. I'm going to say something really bad. Ooh, it's almost like overly friendliness, but I'm like, but just like not sure about you.
Wait, you don't like overly friendliness?
I don't want somebody to be overly, like, this is me as a single, me in a single mind. I don't want people to be like overly excited around me and friendly around me, like eager to get to know me.
So you would never date Dean.
No. Please be me. If somebody.
Jared, are you listening?
I guess it comes back to like the fact that I do like hard to get to a certain degree.
Is it a wanting what you can't have?
Probably.
I love the chase, and me and Genevieve actually talked about this, and like, if a guy's playing games with me, I'm like, oh, this is like fun.
See?
And exactly. She goes, why do you want to play games? Like, this isn't fun. I'm like, no, I like it. I like it when he's like keeping me on my toes.
But
I'm also single.
Sister secretly, like, she's not so secretly, wants her fiance to just not text her back sometimes. so that she'll be freaked out and worried that he's going to leave. Because that hard to get is like what she wants.
I guess
we're all demented.
Oh, wait, you're married. God. You're married and you still like the chase or no?
No.
Now it's different.
No, now it's totally different. Okay. But I'm just trying to put myself back in the day. If a guy was like making some extreme eye contact, say it's a second date, okay? And he is showing so much interest in me. Body language, eye contact, everything is just like, I want to get to know you. I want to touch your hand, you know, put my hand on the small of your back. If he's doing that and I am not sold on him, I'll be like, blah.
I feel like that's true though, because even on the show, like, I think the guys who are a little slower to open up, like, I was more like, oh, what are they about? Like, Avon, he was like more slow. And there were guys who like immediately were like, I like you. I'm like, you don't even know me. Like, you just met me. And I don't know. I get you. I see you.
I want to feel like I'm winning the affection.
Also, it's funny coming from you because like that's how you and Jared were.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, it could not have been slower and more like, is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? Is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen?
Okay, but I feel like you guys are describing like almost like two different types of like the chase. Like, would you prefer to chase somebody who's playing hard to get, or would you prefer to be the person playing hard to get and feel that someone's chasing you?
I see. That's my problem. I wish that I liked the feeling of being chased.
Got it. But so you want to be the chaser.
I think I'm wired to be the chaser. However, none of the guys in my life that I really, really liked and were interested in, they all liked me to a certain degree back. Like, they'd hang out with me, they'd make out with me, blah, blah, blah. But like, nobody would ever be like, I want you to be my girlfriend, right? So like, that would make me want them way more. And
that's so how hard do you chase? Because if you remember, you said you get the ick from somebody who's like, hi.
I know.
Are you that person to them?
Yes, hi. I have the problem. I know. I don't take my own advice. I never took my own advice. But I would also try to like, I think the only time I was very much not cool was with Jared, where it was just like, I just want to be with you. Like, that was like the only situation like that. I think otherwise I was a little bit more subdued.
Okay.
But also, like, you know, you always think you're cool and subdued until you go back and you read your diary.
Or you have to watch yourself
on television.
Or you watch yourself freak out. I always, like, I never thought I was, like, that bad. And then I'm watching myself and I'm like, who are you? You're scary. Like, I wouldn't want to be with you.
It was the same thing. I came back from The Bachelor. My parents were like, so how are you going to be? And I was like, you guys, I'm going to be so cool. I'm so proud of myself. And then I watched myself back and it was like,
oh, please be with me.
It was craziness.
Oh my God.
All right. Well, give us all other would you rather either or.
Okay, wait, does anyone else have one?
What do you guys, what is your take? Well, I know it's like a little bit different because we're all in the Bachelor world and we all are on social media. But what is your take on a guy who is like obsessed with social media and is like constantly posting, constantly like worried about things? Like, what's your take on that?
I want the guy to be into it to a certain extent, but only be on it, but not obsessed or very interested. But if he's not on it, doesn't that almost kind of raise a red flag? Like, what are you hiding? Do you have another girlfriend?
That's so true.
My sister always goes, cheaters don't have Instagram.
Shit.
Wait, that's fair. I mean, yeah. Well, I'm with Dean and it's like he's on it, but he doesn't post and yeah. he hates posting. Mm-hmm. And I think that's like the perfect thing for me.
That's him with
like
Jared.
He hates yeah. being in the scene and he hates like all of the things that we do to get money. And I kind of like it. Like, yeah. it doesn't pay the bills, but it's nice. Like, the opposite would be so much worse. Like, right. a guy that is just so obsessed with TikToks yeah. and views and engagement.
Could you imagine if your, like, person was into making TikToks? Like, your guy?
I could never. Someone in particular. And, like, he was, like, so excited to dub no. over some trending audio.
That's me.
That's fine. We're girls.
But, like, okay, I want somebody who will... Literally, I want somebody who will have fun and like, you know, those couples that you see, the couples on TikTok yeah. doing the dance trends and doing things together and having fun together. Like TikTok, and actually I love TikTok more than Instagram because it's just so much less pressure. I feel like it's less harsh on your mental health. But like someone who will make content with you, have fun, not be so not be miserable doing it. And if you are, that's totally fine. I know Dean's miserable doing it.
No, so Michelle, you are like, so on point.
But like, this is kind of part of our life right now anyways. And so it's like, let's just like embrace it. And so, I don't know. It would be nice having someone that would be like, yeah, let's jump on board and do this fun dance TikTok. Because it actually becomes less about the video and in the TikTok and more about the
moment.
Fun time
yeah.
filming. Because like when we're actually filming TikToks and like doing, mm-hmm. whether it's a dance trend, whether it's a dub, whether it's a whatever, like it's actually, you end up laughing.
Love that. She's so right. Because then she just brought up like another thing. Like when Jared and I make like our silly skits, like we did a Gremlins one for Halloween and a Batman one for Halloween, and he loves editing them, and they are really fun, and it gets our creative juices. It's just yeah. like, it's just something fun to do. But I guess that's just...
consumed. If you become consumed with yeah. the likes, that yes. we have to yes. do this, we have to do it this time. Oh, we haven't posted in this many days. Like, that's where it becomes intense.
Yeah.
And like...
yeah. When it goes like beyond a creative project.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or sometimes I'll just see something that they post, and I'm like, you had to set your phone up.
Okay.
Okay, shirtless pictures.
Also, like, what I'm sorry, that? But the guys, the new guys on these seasons, like,
no, yes. please
say it. Please. Say it.
It's just like, she's like the guys that were on your season.
She's like Rachel and Gabby's season. Yo, shout out. No, like, and I've been telling you this a bunch. Yeah. Like, the guys that they're casting now are so different from the guys like the Deans, the Jareds, because social media wasn't a thing. So now these new guys are having professional photo shoots and the TikToks they're creating. And like, again, setting up the phone, I'm like, you really thought this out. And I know I'm being judgmental right now, but I'm like, I'm just being a little judgy.
It's okay.
I don't like it. It's an ick. It's an ick.
Yeah. It is an ick. And I will say from somebody who like, just even you and I have talked about this, Rach, but like, when you go through public breakups and then they have social media, and especially with TikTok now where you're like, there's like storytelling, there's all these other avenues yeah. or things that come out. It's like, shit, I didn't know that you believed. I didn't know that you believed.
She's gonna say it.
I didn't know that you believed in certain things because that's not what I was told, which is totally fine. But it's like, damn, okay. Like, shit, you're not even, like, there's so many different things that you learn about somebody that I'm like, you told me the exact opposite, which is no...
We're
no
all
going to
go tear up damn. Nate's Instagram and TikTok after this.
It's not even him. I'm not even saying
names.
All I'm going to say, I won't even name drop. I won't even name drop. But like, it's just like, it's really funny watching these things because it's like, yo, why did you tell me the exact opposite? Or like, wait, what, you believe in this and not this? Wait, you made fun of this, but then like, it's just so weird yeah. to like sit there and process. Like, I don't know any of these people that walk on the show because so many people, to my point, it's not yeah. even about like an ex, but like all these.
But then it's
guys
like, who are they lying
the
to?
Show,
are they like, lying to you? Or are they like lying to their
correct.
Audience?
Are you what? Doing it for views Why? And likes? Are you doing it because people, it'll get people talking? Or are you doing it because that's what you believe? Like, it's really confusing.
Yeah.
And it's even more so confusing, like even moving forward and getting to know new people and seeing their TikTok. It's just like, do you take what they're saying for like, face value
is it
or
for
is
entertainment,
entertainment. Yeah. So like that's my whole point. It's just like it's weird.
Was it Michael B. Jordan's Instagram you were looking at? Because we know
I look at
like,
that all the time.
That's her guy.
I clearly missed my chance because
why
is he in a relationship?
He's now in a relationship.
A new one?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
are we sure?
Is. It's okay. I'll keep my eye out. We'll see.
I really let want me this know to
if,
happen.
If it ends, just shoot me a text so that I can slide. But we're okay. respectful, so we'll
yes.
wait.
But did you slide?
No,
you should have.
I know. I found out too late.
I respect a good Instagram slide.
I
really do. I think Instagram is the new like dating app.
I think mm-hmm. it's great.
I mean, I think that's it's how amazing. Ben and Jess met. Dean yep. and I, our relationship, I slid in. Like I think Ben it's and great. Jess are married people now from it.
Sarah and Wells, those are some Sarah slides. And Wells.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
It's amazing.
I
mean,
I think you go on a dating app so you could go look at their social media and then you. Like message them after, so why not just cut out the middleman?
Yeah,
and send okay. a DM.
Okay, so like from somebody coming, and I actually don't know who to ask this because we're all in Bachelor Nation, or we're at one point. But do you like have you ever thought about what other people outside of Bachelor Nation think of Bachelor Nation? Like if a girl yeah, or we're if, all there a girl before, if a guy if a girl or guy like slid into your DMs and they're from Bachelor Nation and went through this whole process where it's like, yeah, I love you, mm-hmm. engaged, this is the person I'm spending the rest of my life with, like would you be like,
I would have fangirled the fuck out. Yeah.
Oh. That is difficult too. And like dating like, now, I yeah. think with like, especially being in Michelle and I's position of like having to go on these dates with people who might not necessarily know the show.
Yeah.
And you have to be like, oh yeah, I was engaged. But like, you know, it's okay. Like, it's fine. Like, it was 3 months ago, but like, it's okay. And
you're like,
wait, what?
You're like, it's okay because I knew them for less than 3 months.
I only okay. saw him 3 times total. Like, yeah. But, and they're just like, what is going on? So it is kind of interesting. Yeah. To your yeah. point, like, what do, you know,
we look crazy.
We are crazy.
When you guys do get engaged for real at some for point, real. In your, will you consider the engagement from the show a real engagement or kind of like an annulled engagement? It was a divorce or an annulment.
Honestly, I'll say I don't even. I'm not gonna speak for you, Rach, but like for me, tainted because mm-hmm. it was like it was my dream ring. It was I wanted the relationship to work. I was willing to put in work for the relationship, and I had the person take off. And you know, like that's not something that I've bluntly said because Instagram and there's all these other things on you, but it's like. I know what it looks like to work through a relationship and I know how hard relationships can get but both people have to be capable of doing that. And so for me, it was, yeah, I feel like that was literally kind of stripped away from me. So it pisses me off. But I also am like, great. I can't wait to do it like for reals this mm-hmm. next time, like mm-hmm. with somebody who really like I know will be there. Shit, I'm gonna have to figure out a different cut of a ring because pear shape ain't happening anymore.
I will tell you, you know the style
shape ain't happening.
The styles go in and out, and we always decide we like something else when we already have it. Like yeah. I love my ring, of course, but then it's like 2 years after my ring, a whole other style is getting popular, mm-hmm. and I'm like, wait a second, yeah, exactly. I want that ring.
Yeah. So I'll have to find something maybe else, but it's
We should all get what Caitlin has on her finger.
That's the one I have.
I literally had that exact ring. I love that in my mind.
So much less.
I love it.
We can just keep getting new moissanite because it's a fake rock.
Yeah.
I think
call me out,
perfect.
But yeah,
I'm just kidding. Like it.
Just kidding.
No, I love it. I wouldn't have known. It looks
she
really
wouldn't have known. Nobody would know.
And you know what? They have a healthy relationship. So yeah,
exactly. It doesn't
yeah,
matter.
But if you bring for, up yeah. the moissanite ring to him, he gets very upset because aww. He paid for a real diamond
yeah.
that he lost.
Yeah.
So
somebody not putting put it fingers. In a junk drawer. So anyway, it being in a junk drawer is a problem.
Yeah.
And that was, I'm blaming Dean.
I know.
Is there any chance that of it turning
crazy
up?
Story. He thinks that it could be in the laundry.
Is there
he
any
thinks it's
going to
be
chance.
The dryer filter.
Is there any chance? Well, why
you're
going to
find it one day.
You need to like pull out all of like the tubing and everything.
No, I know. That's on his list, yeah. but he has a long list.
On his list? So tell him he needs to prioritize it before he leaves for Antarctica.
I know, but the thing is, we went through hours and hours of camera footage that like overlooks exactly where the junk drawer was, and it was never taken out. So then we have people sliding into our DMs who are like, maybe a mouse took it and like thought it was
a mouse
because it was wrapped in tissue paper. And they're like, maybe you dropped it somewhere in your house. And I was like, that probably didn't happen.
Could somebody have stolen it?
No, like it was never, we cannot find the video footage of when it was taken out of the drawer. Like we're looking at night, we're looking, I don't know.
Did you tear it? Like, did you just take a jackhammer to the freaking nightstand drawer?
What?
Or break it apart?
No, it's in a junk drawer, like in the middle of our island.
Oh,
could it be behind the drawer? Checked everything.
But like, can you like break the like? Did you physically took apart every piece mm-hmm. of the drawer?
Well, no, but it's like a, you know, well constructed. It can't fall in the crack.
Like, right? Kaylin, are you? I don't know,
but if it, but with this expensive of a ring, I would be sawing. I'd be sawing the drawer apart.
Given up. And he is so upset about it. But at the end of the day, we decided, because I wanted to buy my own engagement ring, because I'm the breadwinner, and I was like, I make more money. And I'm going to be wearing this every day. So we came to the decision that I would buy him a truck, and he would buy me a ring. So he got a truck, and he's like, still upset.
Was your ring more expensive than a truck?
Well, I put the amount towards the truck that he put into the ring.
Okay, gotcha.
Got it. I think this down the road is going to be... Do you guys want kids?
Yeah.
I think down the road this is going to be like a funny story. Yeah. Maybe it might be a little funny for you before it was him, but like, I think it's a funny story that you guys are going to...
No, he doesn't care. Kids. You would think that he cares, and he doesn't. Like, he hates the fact that he spent money on something and now I have a moissanite ring that I love. But
it's gorgeous.
He like doesn't care that he lost it.
And also,
but that's like the most Dean thing ever.
I know.
Also, if you were to find the ring, would you be more attached to that ring than the other one? Would you be like, at that point, would you be like, let's sell the ring back, use something else with it, and keep that one?
That's a good idea. Yeah, honestly, but this is the thing that I have been telling everyone who's about to get married and about to get engaged. Like, we're now paying for a wedding, and I wish he didn't spend that much, and I wish I didn't spend so much on a truck, because, like, weddings are so expensive. At the end of the day, like, a ring's a ring. I love jewelry, but I don't care that much, so mm-hmm. I wish we just wouldn't have spent that. And saved it for the wedding.
Well, there you go. Saw apart the drawer so that you can sell it back so that yeah. it can comp your wedding.
Saw apart. Yeah.
Boom.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but look
so,
at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is... And I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time off from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people, or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide, so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous. All right, I want to wrap up this podcast, which I actually don't want to wrap up because this is really fun. But sorry to the audience. We're just going to go have fun off the mic and do it with food and drink. But first, I want to just put your guys... So I'm really into celebrity crushes, okay? I've always been into them. And like everybody who follows me on Instagram knows that I love Joe Burrow, but it's okay because Jared approves. And I'm trying to turn Kaylin onto him. And that was a really good conversion. Yeah, she's all in. She's going to be part of the group message. It's Burrow's bitches.
Hey.
But now I want you to put out your single, and I want you to put out your celebrity feelers so that like we can get that into Us Weekly, like a headline, and so that like they the can side have side by side
photos.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they see it.
Yeah.
Do we gotta pick? We probably should pick one that's single then. Huh?
No, but Jordan,
I will have to say that me and Ashley talked earlier. Joe Burrow is definitely my celebrity crush.
So
he is just so sexy.
He doesn't care.
I don't care. Joe Burrow, if you ever break up with your girlfriend, Joe Burrow, obviously so hot. Jacob Elordi.
Oh,
who's this Jacob Elordi?
He's in Euphoria.
Okay. So ooh. Sorry. That's all right. Okay. You said that before. Is he single?
I don't know. No. He's dating Cindy Crawford's. What's her name?
No.
That's Austin Butler.
Kaya's with Austin Butler.
He's with someone. Oh, Olivia Jade. He's with Olivia Jade.
Lori Loughlin. Okay.
Yeah, maybe I'm getting the wrong nepo baby.
No, he was with Kaya for a minute.
Oh.
So I was right.
Okay, you were right.
And then, obviously, Pete Davidson.
What?
Obviously. I feel like maybe I could pull Pete Davidson. Ew. If I was in the same room with him, possibly. That's me just stretching.
It's just, we got to get you in the same
room. Yeah, that's the problem.
Does anyone have any ideas?
Pete Davidson is a hard get because, like...
He is a hard...
We all know that... He has his obvious pick of the whole world. There's no room for him.
But
you...
The wheel is spinning really quickly. I could maybe get myself
in. You can do it, Rachel. You could do it. You could pull him in.
You know, we'll see. What about Michelle? Obviously, Michael B. Jordan.
Okay, well, it was Michael B. Jordan, but now he's with somebody. So by the time this gets in US Weekly, if he's single by that time, cool. Use this version. Okay. If he's not, my second choice. I guess, no, I don't want to say second choice. That sounds bad. Travis Kelce. Do you know who he is? He plays on the Chiefs.
He's single. With all the heartthrobs of the NFL.
I will tell you this. I have become a Chiefs fan. I do have a lot of connections to the Chiefs. I have been at the games.
Is he single?
And yeah, he is.
And we're going to the Super Bowl.
And
you guys are going, to,
going to the Super Bowl. And wait. he sent me a PR package the other day that had all his sweatshirts in it. So I always tell everybody that Travis Kelce sent
wait,
me.
Wait,
do you know that Tayshia's going to kill you? You know that are you in an evil war with Tayshia over Travis Kelce?
I'm never in an evil war with Tayshia.
Okay.
Or I'm never in an evil war with anyone. Does she have a crush on him?
Yeah, she's like throwing her bids out there.
Oh, I think I just saw that.
I just made up that expression.
She's shooting her shot. She's shooting her shot. Okay.
Shooting her shot, yeah.
Hey, do you, girl?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to get a PR package.
I think this is going to happen.
I don't know. He's got the same street swag that I get, but I was at, you know what I mean? Like that,
I'm so into this.
No, see, I won't go. I won't go directly against one of my girls, but
you guys are going to have to hash it out.
But I think she's
are we
just
duking this out or what?
Okay. Kaylin, what were you just saying? Why are you guys going to the Super Bowl? I've been to Super Bowl, so I don't know why I'm saying it. Like, well, you can, I just want to be like, why are you going?
I like sports.
Okay. Who are you going with? Are you buying your own tickets? Or somebody giving you like a suite?
Yes.
Somebody's giving you a suite.
I mean, I'm going with Wilson. Tennis.
Where is it?
In Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Phoenix. Who are you going with?
I'm literally just going. I have some friends back in Minnesota who have a lot of connections. So I'm going with them for that. And we'll be there actually leading up to it. Like waste management and all that stuff is leading up to it, I believe.
Waste management.
Have you heard of waste management? Have you heard of waste management?
Yeah. I've never been. Like garbage cans? I'm excited.
Is it garbage cans?
Is it?
We sound so stupid right now. Okay. But like waste management, like what it, like it's, I know that it's a tournament, but like the company, it's the company.
Okay.
Is the company garbage cans?
Is that a
I don't know why it's called that, but okay. Yeah.
It is literally though. It is. So every year in Phoenix, Arizona, it is like the biggest attraction that like Phoenix hold, or Arizona holds. And people flock there because there's just these massive
okay,
different...
so it is waste management, yeah, there's guys. These, it's, I mean, garbage cans and recycling.
Which is crazy because that explains why everyone flocks there, because everybody needs garbage disposal, okay? Whether you're throwing away your trash, whether you're throwing away men, whatever it is. But really, it's the biggest party of the year. And
it's insane. It coincides with the Super Bowl. It's insane.
And that's never happened before. So, like, people, like...
They always have this going on in every year.
Every year. And legitimately, people fly from all over the world to come to this event because of this massive networking party. Like, everybody goes rampant. There's, like, golf tournaments, things like that. And now it's backing up to the Super Bowl, which is a little bit alarming because... like a lot of people don't come out of waste management. They drink so much. Like it's crazy.
I've never heard of
this. So now it's back
before.
To back. Yeah.
But I knew I was on the right track with the garbage trucks.
Hey.
So are you going to the actual game?
So I have a ticket to the game, but I'm actually going to be launching my own brand on February 13th.
What kind of brand?
It's going to be around everything that I've kind of teased with motivational speaking, giving back to foundations. And going to be having an event on the 13th. And so my team that works behind me is like, we've done so much to get you. Like we've had to put in crunch time, so much time. Have a little bit of fear of not being able to get back on the 13th. So I'm maybe skipping the game to make sure that I can fly back in case we run into any issues. So
you know what? Joe Burrow won't be there. So
I may
I'd
be
say,
giving away some of my
but
tickets.
Travis
so
Kelce
I'm
will
so
be there.
Sorry,
so.
Travis Kelce. I'm so sorry, but you know where to find me.
Okay. All right. Well, Kaylin Wilson, you're going with Wilson. You're going to the game?
Yeah.
Is Dean going to the game?
He'll be in Antarctica.
This is the crazy, like,
she says
that's
so
the most
casually.
Dean thing ever. I will not be going to the Super Bowl. I'll be in Antarctica.
Yes.
This is his first trip to Antarctica. And, like, is how do you live there? Like, do they have hotels or is it like you live with scientists while you're there?
No, he's going to be on a boat the whole time. And then they'll, like, go on to land and, like, take photos and then come back to the boat.
And it's just straight up ice. Like, you're basically on ice when you're on, like, the continent.
It's a good question. I think so.
Okay, have you seen all over social media about how just people are flocking to Antarctica?
Yeah,
right
my
now?
Other friend is there. And do you know Candace, the facial LA facialist?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. She's there right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they like are traveling so through like random. The Drake Passage, which is like crazy.
I saw that.
Crazy,
that's
crazy,
in Antarctica?
Like rough waters. You have to travel.
And then
through
there's
the Drake
rogue
Passage.
Waves that hit and like have killed
people and like just like the intense waves that are smashing into these like boats and people are just going there and I'm like, wow, I could never.
Are they going there because it's like a near-death experience?
No, like Nat Geo host trips, like it's a lot of retirees go.
Really?
Yeah, but Dean's going for like a photography trip.
Yeah, people are like sliding down on the cruise ship because like you literally have to be like in your room. It's so bad.
And like there's like
right.
chains.
I'm like, why
and,
would I
yeah.
want to do that? I'd have so much anxiety leading up to it of like, okay, when we go through the Drake Passage, are we just going to completely get smacked? Everyone's going to be vomiting everywhere. Like people like, I can't do that. That's not worth it.
Right. For and what? For me, that's why I'll never go because of the passage. But then Dean, like, whatever, he's obviously a daredevil. He also went to Pakistan and Nepal, and Nepal just there. It's the most dangerous airport in the world, and they just had a plane crash. The airport that he was at like 3 months ago, and everyone died. I'm like, how are you doing like such unsafe things? And like, I swear he's a cat with nine lives.
Okay, so question for you: when you guys have kids, will you let him continuously do these dangerous missions?
It's so funny, if he listens to this, he'll be like, "You won't let me." He doesn't like. Yeah.
Would you support?
Support is, no, I think like get it out now. And then when we have kids, you just have to be safer. Like our kids need a dad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like the stress that it puts on you while like he's over here ziplining on a freaking thread of floss, right? Like
exactly. Honey,
I'll be fine while you're taking care of the kids at home. Like really not fair.
Well, when he was in Nepal, he was in the desert for like 14 days without a phone.
Yeah.
That's the scariest thing.
I know. And we bought him a phone, a sat phone that like it's connected to satellite. So like he can call from anywhere. And he forgot it. He's like landed in Pakistan. He goes, oh, I forgot my sat phone.
There's a common denominator here. I'm forgetting things.
And losing things.
It's not Caitlin.
All right. Yeah. Well, good girl chat. Guys, I hope you enjoyed this at home and you felt like you were around the table with your girlfriends. Let's do this more often. I love a girl chat pod. Anything else? Final words, y'all?
You need to fly. I need to come check out your coffee shop.
Yes, whenever we need to come to Audrey's.
You guys really come when it gets nicer.
Yeah, I definitely want to do that for sure.
We would love to have you. We always say we'll cover your trip if you come to us.
May hey,
let's so make go. It a vacation. And
you
come
may
in
turn
May.
Me and Rach around once we get there.
I know.
You
need to go see my girl Jill's there too.
Yes, let's go for sure.
All right, see you guys.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
What keeps baby's skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to keep your baby's skin healthy and dry. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. Free and Gentle cleans better without risk of tearing. It's made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess and is 5 times stronger. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the #1 pediatrician recommended brand.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.